So it's now 3:31, and we have ended our executive session, and we'll reconvene the special meeting of the Board of Commissioners. And I'd like to ask Rick Hughes to talk about the separation agreement and some contrast between the original agreement that we had with Jim and the current agreement.
Certainly. Well, before you is an agreement that has been negotiated with Jim Parker and his attorney, it will replace the existing agreement concerning the general manager, which was entered into by the PUD on January 19, 2016. And the new agreement provides that Jim's last day of employment will be February 1, 2018. If the board should approve this agreement, Jim would receive separation pay in the sum of $70,000, which represents 6 months of his current salary. That would be at the first payroll following his separation date. And that is equivalent to the separation pay he would receive under the existing agreement if he were to depart at the board request before May 1. So that has not changed. The current agreement before you would also provide that Jim gets health insurance benefits until age 65, which is what the current agreement also provides, so there's no change there. The main difference is that upon approval of the agreement, Jim would transfer authority as general manager to the assistant general manager to assist the PUD in its transition to new leadership, because the PUD, as you know, is currently undergoing succession planning for the future. Jim's been here 23 years, and you've been working together to try to, you know, have an orderly succession plan. Jim would work, be at work from today's date until September 19, which is coming right up, and then he would use accumulated PTO, not anything additional provided by the PUD, but PTO that he earns and has accumulated on his own until his separation date. Jim would be available to the assistant general manager as for advice and support as requested, but not be actively involved in the PUD following his last day of work here. There are some what I would call boilerplate types of language in here concerning non-disparagement. It's a reciprocal non-disparagement agreement, which means that, you know, you need to talk nice about each other, which is not going to be difficult, I don't think, but that's fairly boilerplate language. Complete release of the PUD. I would add that his current agreement requires that upon any separation pay that he sign a complete release. So, and I might point out that, you know, I was here when the original agreement, the current agreement, was approved by the board, and at the time the board felt that the PUD was at some risk because the finances were not where they wanted them to be, and the thought of the finances in those conditions and the general manager possibly retiring, which he could have done back then, put the utility at risk. And so that was the motivation for the board to enter into the existing agreement. So the board did get something substantial from mm-hmm. that existing agreement and got Jim's services until, you know, until presumably today. Do you have any questions? Oh, I'll add one thing also. Yeah. I wanted to be extra careful with this because I know these sorts of things are scrutinized, you know, as they should be, by the public. I did contact the Attorney General's office, who advises the state auditor, and asked that they look at this. They looked at it. They just said they didn't see any audit issues. That always comes with a disclaimer that even though we don't see any issues, that doesn't mean that there won't be any issues down the road, because we just never provide that guarantee. But they looked at this agreement and didn't have an issue with it. So that's my report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.
I don't have a question about the agreement, but I do want to make a brief statement that Jim, I have personally enjoyed working with you, and in my current position as board president, we've had many, many times to sit down and talk, and I will miss our conversations. It's just been, you know, a pleasure on that level to be in a partnership in this organization. And I have a great deal of respect for your capabilities, your intelligence. And I think, you know, I've been here a fraction of the time that you have, and I think the community as a whole owes you a debt of gratitude for your service to the PUD over better than two decades, which is a long period of service for somebody in that job, and it's been your baby, and you've guided it to a point of maturity. And for that, we're all grateful to you.
I appreciate it. I don't have any problems moving on. In fact, it's probably that point in my life. This is probably, I've over the last couple of years said, oh, when's the right time to leave? And so this is telling Rick, well, let's just make it sooner than later at this point, because I've kind of shifted gears, you know, a couple of months back. So I think the PD will do well in the future, and I really enjoyed being here. You know, it's a great bunch of people, and what we've done is just amazing. So, and I'll always be available to help. I'm not going too far away, so poor Bill will be struggling for a while. But no, this is a good thing for me too, so I appreciate that. Ready anyway, so thanks.
I'd like to add, you know, Jim and I go back way longer than my 16 years on the board. Jim was the manager when the Gardner gang, which I'm the only one still alive, fought the PUD for years. And God, I never dreamt I would still be here. But you know, Jim built the PUD. I saw it from nothing when we were over there in the little business park and got this deal. This was a big deal for the PUD to get finally a real conference room over there. The conference room was the office. You know, again, Jim, I've enjoyed working with you, your knowledge and your what you've given to the public. A lot of people don't know how hard he worked for so many different projects. I think back of the Quellasane Water deal. I think of the Beckett Point deal. I think of the Maristone Island War over the water. We had a good time, but I will miss sitting across from you, Jim. I really will.
Well, we should go to dinner. We don't have to be strangers. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't want to be a commissioner, quite honestly. I think you get a lot of pressure from all sides, so it really takes a special person to do that and run for office. So I appreciate that one.
And this guy told me when I was thinking about running, it's only two meetings a month.
And somehow that stayed with you.
This is the second meeting in a month.
Yeah. But anyhow, I wanted to say that.
And I'll just add, Jim, I appreciate your service. I haven't been here long in my capacity, but I saw you from the audience and have had a chance to interact with you for a number of years, and I've always appreciated your positive spirit and your open door policy. And I worked in the public sector for 13 and a half years, and you did it 10 years longer than that. So that's something, you know, especially with one organization. So thank you. I also thank you for your service.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. And again, I think we really have a big crew of people. I think the PUD is going to continue to move up and succeed. I think we made a lot of headway. And hope we keep doing that. We should keep doing that. So thank you. I appreciate you agreeing to the agreement.
Are there any questions or further discussion about the agreement itself?
No, I went over it enough.
Then I'll entertain a motion to accept the agreement on behalf of the Board of the Commissioners.
I move that we accept the agreement with Jim Parker on the separation agreement.
I will second the motion.
There's no further discussion. We'll vote on it. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's been approved.
Thank you. I stopped being an attorney.
Not yet.
So we have accomplished the business that we set out to do this afternoon. And at this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.